Meritage saw a 25% jump in profits last quarter, but it wasn't because its sales offices were necessarily going gangbusters. It made more money largely by raising home prices faster than people were actually buying them. And that was a turnoff to Phoenix buyers, who ordered 28% fewer homes from Meritage than last year. That was by far the biggest drop of any place in which Meritage does business. But Meritage isn't alone. Valley Builders sold 13% fewer homes over the last 6 months than a year ago. But their prices in June were still almost 10% higher than last year.
Housing prices and housing affordability are really the key drivers to the new home market.
That's Greg Berger, an analyst who tracks the Phoenix housing market. He says prices of new and existing homes weren't that much different before the housing crash. But today, the typical Phoenix home buyer will pay about $110,000 more for a new home than they would an existing home. And that's a problem for builders when people's incomes have been fairly flat.
It's pretty clear that affects the affordability of the buyer to purchase a new home over a resale.
So why are builders raising prices so much? Well, there's the rising cost of land, labor, and building materials, just to name a few. But Berger says the market really won't balance out until jobs and population growth get back to normal levels. And that, he says, is still a few years away. Christina Hansen, KJZZ News.